Ray, how are you this morning?
Doing great.
I wonder if there's going to be a week go by where I don't talk to you. And I say that in jest, but this is a serious situation from the people that you represent. Tell me why you decided to go to court.
Well, essentially, you know, when this retirement bill passed, Senate Bill 1226, it cut our pay by 3%. And really, if you're going to seek concessions from state employees, you know, that needs to be done at the bargaining table, and we have a contract. So the state violated our contract, and, you know, we want to bargain in good faith, and we want the state to follow the law. You know, it's not as if, Tony, we haven't given concessions. We have. As you know, in April of this year, new hires come in at a far less health care coverage, and we have been working 80 hours, but only getting paid for 78, which just recently ended. But we've given concessions, and the place where that is the bargaining table.
When were these concessions due to kick in?
Well, are you talking about the ones that we bargained for in April of this year?
Yeah, that you're suing to block.
Oh, well, regarding legal action that's being taken, that's in regards to the retirement bill, because a provision in that would take away 3% of our pay,
right,
and put us into this supposedly trust.
When is that due to start?
Trust fund, but it has no teeth, so really it's just a pay cut, and that's a violation of our contract.
Is that due to start this year or next year?
That has started. It has already started
okay.
A few weeks ago, yeah.
Okay. Have you had any conversations with Rick Snyder and his administration about this?
Right now we're opening those lines of communication, you know, and the main thing that we want to talk to the new governor-elect coming in is the fact that we're so short-staffed and, you know, people are going without. You know, we've lost, we're going to lose 1,300 DHS workers, Department of Human Services employees, in January, and it's going to be a real crisis. So really that's what we want to talk with the new administration about, because otherwise it's going to be a crisis.
Well, in talking with politicians who supported this bill, they said it was unfortunate, but it was necessary, and it in conversations that you and I had, you had felt that the union was the scapegoat because the money's easy to take away, but the politicians counter saying that the folks involved in UAW 6000, as well as the other two unions involved in this lawsuit, are making great salaries and have great benefits, and it should not be an issue. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because you know what? About a week after that bill passed, again, Senate Bill 1226, the state found $100 million, okay? And, you know, we were told at the time that if they didn't pass that particular bill, they would cut funding to counties, townships, you know, revenue sharing. And really, it turned out none of that was true. And what's unfortunate is, instead of violating our contract, it could have been done, you know, at again through the bargaining table. So I'm glad you asked. But, you know, the main thing is state employees put themselves on the line to provide basic services for the most needy. And we have year after year, as a matter of fact, month after month, given concessions, helped the state balance its books. We understand how desperate it is because we see it in our lobbies every day.
All right. And finally, before we let you go, members of United Auto Workers Local 6000, the Michigan State Employees Association, and AFSCME Council 25 have filed these lawsuits separately earlier this month. When do you go to court?
Well, you know, that's going to be handled by the legal team, and I really don't have any details regarding that and, you know, what the particular strategy is. But obviously, legal action has been taken. And we're hoping to, again, work with the new team coming in, Governor-elect Rick Snyder, so we can make sure we quickly hire workers because we're, you know, desperately short-staffed in all of our departments, too.
All right, Ray. Thanks so much. We'll stay in touch. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, Tony.